September 25th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Each moment in time brings the world closer to my judgment." However, few live as if this was a possibility. Days pass into weeks and weeks into months. But Earth continues in its mistakes, sliding farther from readiness in accountability to me. I have offered the citizens of the world my only begotten Son. To some, this has made a difference and conversions resulted. But to most, they have made free will their God. My Son will not return in the midst of fervent faith, but in the disquiet of disbelief. The Antichrist is preparing his entrance to popularity. He will mount his throne of errors and deceit, bringing a multitude to their perdition. Now is the hour when I speak to grab the attention of the public and expose the evil plans of Antichrist. Pay attention. Do not belittle my efforts with your disbelief. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Another note is given to read Colossians chapter 2, 8 through 10. See to it that no one makes a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.